From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opposition Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to capture areas north of Raqqa, the Syrian de facto capital of Islamic State. A senior commander told VOA his forces, including Kurdish armored units, will be advancing from three directions. U.S. airstrikes have been supporting the operation. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner says the U.S. continues to support SDF efforts to retake territory from the Sunni group also known as Daesh. Toner outlined U.S. priorities.
First of all, to destroy and degrade Daesh. And we're supporting Syrian Democratic Forces who are focused on taking the fight to Daesh in northern Syria. The other priority is ending what has been a bloody civil war. And to do that, put in place a cessation of hostilities and jumpstart a political process whereby we believe it can lead to a political transition.
Meanwhile, a European diplomat told VOA the rebel plan currently is to try to encircle much of Raqqa, at least to take outlying villages northwest and to the south. U.S. envoy to the Great Lakes region told VOA Tuesday the first round of talks to end Burundi's crisis was a positive step forward. Tom Perriello praising efforts of the mediator, former Tanzanian president Benjamin Mkapa. He said Mkapa is addressing issues of inclusivity among members of the opposition.
He has no interest in letting a peace process this important get stuck on some of these questions, so he simply made himself available to meet with all decisive stakeholders, including those who were invited. He's already met with some who were not invited. So that's what he's emphasizing, hearing from all sides to come up with a plan that could work.
The talks are aimed at ending protests and violence surrounding the controversial decision a year ago by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term. Next round of talks in mid-June. This is VOA News. President Obama has ended a three-day visit to Vietnam with a meeting with U.S. Embassy staff and a town hall with young Southeast Asian leaders. Tuesday, he met in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, with entrepreneurs, calling for increased bilateral cooperation.
I'm here today because the United States is committed to being a partner as you grow. With programs like our Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, we're helping give thousands of young people across Vietnam the skills and networks they need to turn their ideas into action.
Mr. Obama arrives in Japan later Wednesday for a Group of Seven summit and a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, scene of the U.S. atomic bombing at the end of World War II. Human Rights Watch has accused soldiers of killing, raping, torturing, and detaining dozens of civilians in and around the town of Wau in western Bahr el Ghazal state in recent months. It said South Sudanese soldiers are, quote, getting away with murder, and called for the government to halt abuses and support creation of a war crimes court to investigate and prosecute those responsible. A government spokesman was not immediately available for comment, but the rights group said the army in a letter denied the allegations. Media reports say at least three are known to have died following a series of clashes between police and protesters in Kenya over electoral reform. Western diplomats, including those posted from the U.S. and Britain, have expressed concern by an escalation of violence, called for an investigation into the use of what they said was excessive police force. Protesters are demanding the country's electoral commission disband ahead of next year's elections for bias. A Pennsylvania state judge has ordered American comedian and actor Bill Cosby to stand trial on allegations he sexually assaulted a woman in his Philadelphia home in 2004. Judge Elizabeth McHugh ruled there's enough evidence to warrant a criminal trial for the 78-year-old comedian. Cosby attorney Brian McMonigle said prosecutors are relying on an 11-year-old statement, not a live witness, and expressed confidence his client would be clear.
Prove that there was no crime committed here, that there was no evidence of a crime here, and that the inconsistencies that plagued this investigation from the beginning continue to plague it now. This case should end immediately.
If convicted, Cosby could face up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. He's already pleaded not guilty. Mount Everest has claimed four more lives. An Indian climber died while being helped down from the summit days after a Dutchman, an Australian woman, and a Sherpa guide died near the peak. Two other Indian climbers are missing. Nearly 400 climbers have reached the summit of the world's highest peak since May 11. The social media company Twitter Tuesday said usernames and media attachments will no longer count toward the length of a tweet, although the 140-character limit remains. Twitter said the change is aimed at improving its microblogging service and will take place over the next few months, the company trying to widen its user base from 310 million clients. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.